What up, what up, and welcome back to the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion, and helping me get through this little podcast is my partner in crime, Lorna G. What's going on, Lorna?
Hola.
It's been a week.
It has been a week
already.
A very long week, guys. Actually, I had a good week.
And guess what? Joining us again is Trey. What's going on, Trey?
What's happening, y'all?
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Nah, man. Thank y'all for having me here.
Of course. All right, y'all. So today is Sunday, June 10, 2018. We got another increíble show for you today. You know, I'm half Hispanic, so I don't know. I made it up. It is how you say it today.
I'm about to say that's how you say it today.
We got another great show for you. Nonstop chatter. We broadcasting here in hot old Dallas, Texas. We talk entertainment.
Yeah.
We talk millennial life.
Yeah.
And we talk shit.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, Joe.
Watch your mouth.
Sorry. Excuse
okay.
me. Sorry,
Thank
Mom.
You.
I apologize. Anyway, we post new episodes every Sunday. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, and blogtalkradio.com/Truth of Darion. Okay. I think I said everything.
Yes, I think you did.
Again. Anyway, y'all, it's been a week. Trey, it's been 2 weeks without you, so.
Yeah.
What's been going on? What's up with you? Lauren, look, you look nice today.
I have a fabulous, fabulous romper dress on that I got for $7, so I love bargains and I look great.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I'm juicy right now.
It's a romper dress.
It's a romper dress. If you've seen Girls Trip, it's that like dress that she had on the leopard print one where she got the absinthe, Tiffany Haddish. It's that, but it's true. I'm rocking it right
she
now.
She coming in looking Yo. Flawless. I'm wearing
for $7. I love a bargain.
Oh, $7.
Yes, $7. This is supposed to be like $26, but it was on sale. So,
if y'all could see like Darion's face, he looks so confused right now.
Because you must have went to Ross or something.
I didn't go to Ross. I went to Rainbow actually.
Right? They still make Rainbow.
Sorry. Yeah, there's rainbows everywhere.
I just want a ratchet
and
shop.
Apparently, so and you... apparently, hold on. First and foremost, I'm not a ratchet. I'm right. a bargain shopper. I don't believe in paying a bunch of money for my effing
I mean,
phone.
Honestly, yeah. I did hear Rainbow was like. I heard Rainbow was for Ratchet. You know, that's like the hood styles, you know.
It's not the hood. It's not. Do I look hood right now, though?
No.
I look fabulous and chic, don't I? I don't buy all of my clothes from Rainbow. But yeah, when I'm looking for like a cheap outfit, yeah, I go to Rainbow. Because I have a $7 romper dress.
It looks good.
It does.
It's got
good.
Flowers on it.
Meanwhile, me and Trey are wearing like tees and...
Super comfortable. I'm right.
Exactly. Super basketball shorts. And I'm over here looking fabulous. And you have the audacity to
we
even
like
put me in
right
ratchet
now.
And hood in a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Me. I am from the suburbs, honey. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.
It's hilarious.
So you had a great night,
I
guess.
Did have a great night.
Yeah. So what did you do?
I went to the bar and drank and, you know, watched the game.
Just well, we're like randoms, or I'm confused.
I mean, with my friend, I have a coworker that I go out with sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So,
I thought you was just out for the night, just going out to a bar.
No, I wasn't out on the town. I wasn't on the corner or something. I was just. You all know.
Right. So Trey, did you have a more interesting week? Because
did you have an interesting week? What did you do this
Obviously.
Week?
Yeah. What did you
Nothing.
Do?
Nothing.
Well,
Nothing.
No, I did. I had to work this week. I worked all week, and then I had to go to a trip in LA. I had to
training?
Do training. I had to
oh,
do training in LA, yeah.
So you went to work all week is what you're saying.
It was work all week. It was I mean, the trip to LA was okay. The turbulence, we had turbulence on the flight, whatever. I'm told I should be grateful that I'm flying to LA, but...
I flew to care. LA for a day. That's so boring.
He doesn't care.
I stayed at a really nice hotel, though. It came with the whole coffee set.
Mm-hmm.
Not coffee set, but the kitchen, the dining room, the living room.
Can you
room.
Open it since your company's paying for it? Can you like eat all the stuff?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's what we
or...
really want to know.
Well, I didn't pull out a credit card at all, but it was nothing. No, it was nothing for me to eat. It was just glasses I could use. It was like one of those little residence in, you know,
oh.
where you can like, but I was like, I'm using this to sleep. That's it. So.
Did yeah. they have alcohol?
No.
Where are the no. hotels with the mini bars? Remember that was like a
right.
thing we were younger. They're like, oh, stay away from them. Where's the key to the mini bar?
Well, they probably did. Like, they probably do that on purpose because they know I shouldn't be drinking on a trip.
Yeah, you should be. I'm on a trip. I want to be drunk
That's
all the time.
True.
I mean, I'm gonna spend more money if I'm drunk.
But I will say, LA was cold. It was about 76 degrees, and
sir.
I was for reason. For reason, I was wearing shorts. I was for reason.
They gonna revoke your northern.
76. I don't understand. We're from Maryland. Like we had blizzards. Like our first blizzard was like 96. Like we know the cold. It's 7 degrees during the day
right.
in Maryland sometimes. And you're talking about 76 is cold. Mm.
Well,
who are you?
Well, I did go to a baby shower. I will say that. I went to my friend's baby shower. Shout out to Megan. It's May, M-A-E-G-E-N.
Oh, okay, no
Megan.
G-H.
Don't call her Megan. It's Megan.
Be specific.
I'm letting
Megan,
you know.
Megan, not Megan.
It's yeah. Megan, okay? Okay. She's having a baby, so I went to her baby shower. And it was great. She looked really. She's half Mexican, half black. So
I was just about to ask. I didn't think it was appropriate though. I was like, Megan sounds Caucasian. I wasn't sure though.
But she's not. She's black. So
okay. All right. Cool.
All her sisters.
Oh, that's why she's so particular about how it's pronounced. It's Megan. Okay. Thank you.
All her family is gorgeous. Her sister are gorgeous. I'm sure the baby's gonna be gorgeous.
So anyway. You're trying to marry into that family. Thank you.
Troy, what you do? Anything fun?
I think the most probably like exciting thing I went to the gun range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went to the gun range.
Popular Texas pastime here. I'm gonna get a gun one day, guys. I promise.
Do you have a gun?
I do.
Of course. Oh, he's from South Dallas. Everyone from South Dallas, when you're born, you get a birth certificate and a gun.
So you know,
I don't know if that's true or not.
So there's a sign. So there's no concealed carry here. Okay.
No,
so
no,
you gotta let me know. Okay.
There is. There's a concealed carry. I have a license and everything.
Okay. Well.
So how many of your friends have guns? Like all of them.
Quite a few, but I don't know if they have licenses.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
I can't be a real Texan unless I have a gun.
There's a gun show coming up right now. All you have to do is not have a felony, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a stipulation. That day. But yeah.
I'm nervous to go get a gun. I feel like I'm going to get shot on the way.
Honestly, okay. It's harder to get like cough syrup than it is to get guns. So,
if you're nervous to get a gun, you probably shouldn't get one.
I'm not going
to
get
one. Yeah, let's just go ahead.
Because they're training and stuff. They have training at the gun range.
Or you can get a taser.
I just.
I have a good taser. Thank you. I got to upgrade my protection, so I'm about to get that pop out.
Okay. Or pepper spray.
I'm drawing down on him right now. Y'all can't see.
You know what? I'm protected by the fist of God. Okay. God is protecting me.
Why are you talking like that?
It's Sunday.
Why
I feel like
a preacher. On?
God. He's there for me. Anyway, y'all, let's get started with the show. We're gonna start off with Lauren Explains It All's our hot topics, our gossip. Go ahead, Lauren. Take it away. My dog is irritating everybody. I'm so sorry. If he barks or chews food. Anyway, Lauren,
he's
go ahead. But he's bothering us. Go ahead, Lauren. Take it away.
So let's talk about, this isn't really news because we all knew this was going to happen. But Golden State won the championship. Woo!
Yay,
whatever. They won. I mean, they're a super team. They have four amazing players. And KD still is just a terrible person for being one of those players.
Wow. You're still hurt from that.
Yeah, I am. Because this is why basketball, I mean, it was kind of boring to me before, but it is definitely boring now. I mean, it's the same results for the past, three, four seasons now?
Okay.
Cavaliers, Golden State.
It was a weak move. Like, I mean.
He could have gone somewhere else and made more competition. He could have gone to, he could have gone to the Celtics, which who did amazingly without Kyrie and Gordon this season. They're going to do much better next season. I hope. But, maybe he should go to the Celtics now.
But would he have a ring right now if he would have went to the.
Who knows? He probably would have. You never know.
With the way a lot of people are talking about him nowadays, they say he's like the second best player in the league. So
he could go anywhere.
Like, he might have a ring if he went to a team.
Yeah,
by himself.
I mean, I feel like he's a really good player.
But
he could have done it.
I don't know.
He could have gone.
I'm all about
else.
Winning. I'm all about the trophy. I'm all about getting what I need to get.
Okay, KD. And mind you, he's not even old. He's like young. He has plenty of years left. Like he could.
If another show popped off, I'm leaving the Truth and Darion show. You have to stay. And I am going. I'm sorry. I need trophies. Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll remember this. We'll
Drake
remember
said
this.
It best.
We'll remember this when Lauren gets her own show. When Lauren and Trey break off and Darion's up
there
in the dust trying to do his own
thing.
No,
stay with this one, y'all. It's good.
Oh, it's good now.
Stay with this one.
Whatever. Well, congratulations to Golden State. I hope that you all never win again.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not it. Like, you've won enough. Come on, let's move on. Can we just, I just want some more competition.
So
competition.
Who do you want to win? Who do you want to see in the finals next year?
I want the Celtics to win.
Oh, the Mavs.
Yeah,
we can do Celtics and Mavericks. That's fine. We can beat y'all. That's cool. That's fine. That's fine. Because we got the draft pick. We're going to have Kyrie back. We're going to have Gordon back. Okay. And then we need LeBron.
I like
that.
LeBron
needs to leave. Isn't KD's contract with Golden State up this year? He's like,
yeah,
he had like a 2
like,
or 3 year deal.
He's renewing it.
You don't want to go nowhere else now?
I will say that I'm always for the home team. Like, I mean, I know the Capitals won, all caps. Go ahead, Caps. They won the championship back in D.C. And I was always a. What is the team called? The Wizards.
The Wizards.
The Nationals? He's such a fan, he couldn't remember
I'm
the name.
I mean, they have nothing in
here. I just always go for the home teams. You know, and I don't really watch sports, but if anybody asks me, I'm like, I'm a Wizards fan. But when I came to Dallas, I was not going to be a Cowboys fan.
Oh,
I
wow.
just couldn't do that. But
oh,
I chose.
Wow.
I did
the disrespect
chose, I chose to go for the Mavs, at least. So, I mean, I mean, I would like to see the Wizards.
Wizards ain't gonna do nothing. They're not gonna do anything. So we just put that in the back.
You never know.
Put that in the back, okay?
We're not running anybody. Juan Dixon is on reality.
We might have to.
Redskins all day. Redskins, Wizards, Capitals, Nationals, whatever. All those teams.
We winning.
All exactly. East Coast, okay? East Coast all day.
Redskins in the Super Bowl.
Ooh, come on, all right, come on. You know what? It's okay. You know what?
Just now you went too far.
You got a dream. You got a dream. Dream big. Go hard or go home. Okay? We're here. We're going to be here one day. Look at the Eagles. They've never won. Never won a Super Bowl in their lives. Now they've won one.
It's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking.
That's the truth.
But it's Dak Prescott's year this year. I thought that was last year.
I thought that was the year before that.
Or the year before that.
Okay.
What we're not going to do is gang up on the Cowboys.
I just want to say that neither of our teams have won a Super Bowl in at least like 10, 15 years apiece. Both of our teams last won in the 90s. Both of them.
Okay.
So we'll just leave it at that. You may have gone to the playoffs a couple more times, but that you don't get rings for playoffs. So.
And to be honest, I don't even watch sports, so do I count? No.
That's why you're not talking. That's why he's not really talking, because he doesn't know. It's okay.
So anyway, shout out to the Capitals, though. Yes. We have to say congrats.
And the Stars.
But they didn't win anything.
Sorry. I had to get the homer in there.
They didn't win anything. I'm confused. We already talking about hockey. Like, I even watch hockey at all.
We didn't know until
I'm black, y'all.
I couldn't name one person. I couldn't say. I'm gonna keep it real with you, but you know that team.
It's a good thing.
But we want to shout them out. You know, what did we compare it to? We compared it to white people understanding what a Sources Award is. You know what I mean?
There you go. They don't know what that is.
So we are in a black world trying to understand hockey. Congrats, it's big.
Woohoo!
You won.
Yes, we are proud of you. Good job, because I know it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, in their world, it's huge. It's a big thing. In our world, it's like, wow, something in D.C.
Hockey. Okay. That's good. It's a hard sport. You got to be in shape for that, I'm assuming. They let you fight. I know that. That's the one thing I do know about hockey.
So we are going to make it our goal to go see a hockey game, a Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
I could.
I mean, it's the first game I have to support. I got to support some Dallas team. I mean, I don't know.
You have to. That's a stipulation of moving to Dallas. But I guess we are in Dallas.
We do have to learn the language of Dallas.
Yeah, the language of Dallas.
Support at least one team from Dallas.
I do.
At least one team.
I will support the Mavs. The Cowboys, okay. I could just never.
I'm a Celtics fan. I will never, ever support the Dallas Cowboys.
If we get any ads or anything with Cowboys trade, go ahead. Make that money, boy.
I got you.
I will.
We feel you.
I got you.
You can be the Cowboys representative of the show, but we're not going to do anything else. Okay, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little weird. Willy Wonka, or they're making like a Willy Wonka prequel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that movie.
They're saying that.
Johnny Depp?
No.
Oh.
It's going to be a black guy. Donald Glover. Okay. I don't know. No, I'm not feeling it. Sorry. I think Donald Glover's great. But he's hot right now. And he's going to be Black Panther maybe. And that makes sense. But he's like that weird,
nerdy black guy that could play like a...
I mean, he could do it, but it's a prequel. So unless he's Michael Jackson, unless Willy Wonka's Michael Jackson, it's not. Like, Willy Wonka didn't get vitiligo and all of a sudden he's Johnny Depp. I don't understand how they're going to explain how he was a black man and then he became Johnny Depp.
I like the choice, though, of Donald Glover. I think he's creative enough to bring the character to life.
I think he is, but I feel like, okay, y'all.
It just won't make sense to me. You got to draw the line somewhere, okay?
I understand we're trying to be black and progressive and black is in and that's great, mm-hmm. but... Willy Wonka is a white man, okay? Willy Wonka is a white man. He's always been a white man. Let's just keep it the way it is. Okay. It's weird. It's just weird. I don't want to see Donald Glover's Willy Wonka. I want him to be... It's a movie. I mean, it's all the Oompa Loompa's gonna be like white girls, I don't get it. Like, I don't, what are we gonna change next? It's whatever you want your imagination to be.
I mean,
you can't imagine him to be a black man. That doesn't work. That's not how genetics work, okay? We have to be in reality, okay? The story needs to make sense. The man who wrote Willy Wonka as a white man. Who are we to change it?
Okay.
Make some prequel with some black guy. Hey, this is Willy Wonka. This is another dimension where you're the opposite of what you were. And no, we're not doing that. Willy Wonka's white. Keep him white. There's plenty of other white guys that can play this. Stop stealing all the roles from white guys. I'm sure. See, now I feel the plight. Just a little bit. You got Michael B. Jordan, who's going out for roles that are made for white people. And then Donald Glover, who's just messing up roles for white people. Cut it out. Stay in your lane. Go be in Black Panther, Atlanta, all the other stuff.
Okay.
You do This Is America, and then you want to be Willy Wonka?
I also heard, too, like this is kind of a side note. Beyonce was playing a biopic of Martha Stewart. Coming up here really soon.
Oh my gosh.
So that's another thing for you to probably,
like that one. Beyoncé's not a great actress.
You're gonna be really outraged when that
she
would come
cannot
out.
Do that.
Yeah.
Beyonce is no.
Beyonce
cannot
hold
act.
On, hold
okay.
On.
She can sing.
Can we just put it out there, Beyonce? You are beautiful.
Yes.
You can sing.
Hey.
You
yes.
can dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that acting.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Obsessed.
I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Y'all treading on light water because the beehive is real.
I know.
But, I mean, they are real. I
but they know. But they know too.
But they exactly. How many people saw Cadillac?
Okay.
How many? I mean, look. Let's just be real.
I shan't not say anything
I'm
bad
just
about
saying,
Beyonce.
Okay, so let's just put it let's
I
put it
shan't
in
not.
So when Dream Girls
Sunday.
Came out,
uh-huh.
who did everybody get nominated for awards?
Everybody
except who?
Beyonce.
Exactly. You know why? Because Beyonce couldn't act that well. She acts okay. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
But if it's not like a movie about singing or with having her singing,
okay.
She probably just shouldn't be doing
it's
it.
It's okay for an Instagram 1 minute video. Her acting is okay.
For music videos.
I'm just saying.
She's lip singing
yeah.
or something.
I like saying Austin Powers.
No.
Okay.
I mean, she was okay, but she had a very limited, she had like 10 lines.
Yeah.
Say it, blow your horn now. And then she, you know, like, that's it.
Your Beyonce?
That's as serious as she should get. She shouldn't get any more serious. She's not a serious actress. Because
right.
you know, some people are comedy. She can't do serious stuff. Obsessed was like a stretch.
Oh.
You're going to take my man.
It was a bad one.
It was
okay.
I'm just saying.
You got a good point there. You make
just,
a point.
You know, I mean, she can do light stuff.
I watched her movies because it was Beyonce and not because
she's a good
I wanted
actress.
To see a good movie.
Some women can do that. Some people can act and sing and some people can't. She's just not one. She can't have everything, y'all. She's a queen and she, everything she touches turns to gold, but she can't do everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Leave Solange something to do. Jeez. Goodness gracious.
Getting back.
So, moving on to something kind of crazy. Colin Kaepernick is going to try to subpoena Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
What? Why?
In his collusion case.
He should.
Yeah,
as
I think he should too.
As he should.
Because he's been influenced, both of them have influenced the NFL and their owners to make decisions to make them kneel or to make them stand for the national anthem.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and even one of the owners said, like, before everything, you know, started happening, the kneeling, it was fine. I thought that it was great. But when the president started making it about the national anthem, I had to put a stop to it. It became a problem for us because we have a business to run and, you know, we have supporters and stuff. And it's against the law for anyone in a public figure or public position or government position to influence a private, like, entity.
Oh, what law
it
is
says
that?
It says it in the...
What law is
what
it?
Law is that?
I don't know.
Do you know the... Well, Lauren knows it. Lauren explains what's the law.
Do you know the law?
He got real serious.
He's trying to come for me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Do you want me to pull it up right now? I read it already, but I can pull it up and read it verbatim if you'd like.
Oh, no, I just wanted to. I
oh,
wanted,
okay.
Because
I can pull it up verbatim
no,
if you want
fine.
Me to pull it up verbatim.
No, it's fine.
But it literally says any government official.
I just didn't know that was a law.
It is definitely
a
law.
I didn't know if we were making
that's why
it
Colin Kaepernick's able to subpoena them because he wouldn't be doing it if it were illegal to do that. That's,
okay.
You know, that's
okay.
How the law works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's legal advice from Lauren.
Exactly.
That's a new segment on the show.
I'm just like, all you have to do is Google. I can pull it up if you want me to pull it up, but it is a real law.
I just wanted to know what
and
chapter,
says,
what,
it says
so
it
I could look
law.
It up later if I needed to.
You know what?
We
you
are
what?
Doing facts,
throughout the
correct?
Show, I'm going to pull this up throughout the show. I may not
I
pull
like,
it up during Lauren Explains It All, but I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to just interrupt him and be like, look, this is what the law is. Just so he knows, I'm going to read it. Statute 0.08 states whatever. Okay, watch. Don't worry.
Hey. I thought you was like Siri and you just knew.
Is my name Siri? It's Lauren. It's Lauren, okay? My name is not Google. I can Google it, but
my
I am
bad.
Not Google.
Okay.
It's okay. I know that I know so much that it would seem like I know everything, but
Lauren and
no,
and I
that?
Do know it. I just don't know it the actual
I'm
like,
sorry. Let's not make this about what you don't know. Let's make this about what it is about.
Shot.
And it is about
shot.
This whole,
I'm
actually,
not.
This,
I'm
whole thing, this whole thing is about what you don't know because you don't know and you think that I don't know, but really you don't know anything. And I'm having to explain it to you. And now I'm having to explain it to you more because for
children,
some reason, even though
children.
Everyone else that's listening, all my listeners out there, I know y'all get what I'm saying, but his dumb behind still
oh
don't get it. So
God.
Now I have to go over and reiterate. I'm sorry that he's slowing the downfall.
No,
y'all are so entertaining.
We're all on this bus. We're all on this bus and we're on the bus and we're understanding stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we're enjoying the ride, and then he jumps off the back. We gotta stop the bus to turn around to pick Darion up because he doesn't understand what's going on. I do
yeah.
apologize that we have to waste precious minutes explaining things to him.
0 to 100.
Goodness
real
gracious.
Quick.
Oh, I just wanted, excuse me. I just wanted to know the law. I'm just so sorry. I'm just
I
wanted
right
to look
now.
It up. You know,
I mean, you can't look look at that. Your fingers were just as small as mine.
I think this is the first time I've seen Darion lock up.
He be trying to come for me all the time. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Just because you don't know what I'm talking about doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're going to rewind the tapes later and we can see what happened. But I don't think that I said anything. I was just trying to understand.
Oh, you weren't?
I was trying to make sure it was the right law book.
Trey, let's go. Let's cut this to Trey. Trey, do you feel like he was coming for me just a little bit?
I would rather not be involved.
Oh, okay.
I would rather remain a separate party in this one. Spectator, if you will.
I just can't.
I do apologize, everybody, for Lauren stopping the show. But...
Oh, no. For Darion stopping the show, it's because Lauren has to explain stuff to him. I'm sorry about that, guys. Golden. Moving on to something, I don't know. I guess it's not really happy, but... Harriet Tubman will not be on the $20 bill anytime soon. Wait, I know that Obama promised by 2020, but you know how Donald Trump is. I mean, we were talking about Donald Trump and how crappy he is and how he's breaking laws, even though Darion doesn't know what the law is. Since he's been in office, he's been trying to like overturn everything Obama was going to do, and that was the $20 bill.
That is so messed up, because I was actually really, really looking forward to Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. What?
I don't know. I mean, I guess a little bit. It's not the best picture of her. She looks kind of cockeyed in the picture.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Wow. She, in the picture that I saw on the article that was like, it's not going to be till like, at least they said it's going to be at least another 10 years before she's on it. So like maybe by 2030, she might be on there.
So we have to wait at least 10 years for rappers to throw Tubmans in the club.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. I can deal with it. I can deal with that, making it rain Tubmans.
You know what, since we have to wait so long, I feel like we should have another black person on the bill. Cosby.
That's not a good one. That's definitely an option.
I mean, I understand the latter part of his life wasn't so well.
Yeah.
Okay. But he did a lot.
He.
Sorry, that was messed up.
Yeah.
Too soon.
We'll just not say we did.
Yeah. Let's try to find somebody else besides Cosby. Maybe if we could get somebody. Obama.
You know, I would put Obama. He's a president.
I would have thought about him first.
That's true.
Yeah. He could be. He was the 50th. 50th, right?
Ooh. Stop.
Is I thought Trump was like 45.
He was the 44. Like
46? 44?
Okay.
I don't know.
So mathematically, that would make Obama the 44th president. There you go.
I don't remember. Look at that.
Lauren
you know
is
what?
Explaining it all, huh?
You know what?
Just go ahead, Lauren. Explain the 50th president.
You want me to slap him in the face?
There's 50 states, though. Just let you know.
You know what?
I'm so sorry.
I just can't right now. I'm sorry. You know what?
The 50th president. Go ahead.
Do you have anything you want to say? Is there something you need to get off your chest, sir? Anything else you'd like to explain?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Y'all are true.
Goodness facts. Gracious, you make
just
me...
need some facts.
I have plenty of facts. Something you don't even understand. It's all right. It's okay. So, you know what? That is going to be it for Lauren Explains It All.
Oh, thank you so
much,
Lauren.
All right.
I'm just picking on her. Gosh.
I know. It's okay.
My nigga, all these hate tweets.
I hope you do.
You did this to Lauren. Why'd you do that?
You ain't do nothing to Lauren.
Because it was for the Cosby coming. Right. Okay. I think that's going to be the hate tweet.
That's okay.
I did it because it was fun. What's up? Come see me in my DM. No, I'm just joking. Love you, Lauren. Thank you so much.
You make me sick.
All right, so we're going to move on, y'all. So something I seen on Facebook. So there was this article that I was reading. And it was about adulting and growing up. And I thought that I should share some of these. A lot of them are stupid, so I'm not even going to read them all. But just a couple are actually will help us in life. And, okay, so y'all tell me if y'all heard them before.
Okay.
So the first one we're going to get through. You ready for this? Have you ever frozen your leftovers? Not just refrigerate them, but frozen the leftovers so you can meal prep or something like that?
No.
I've never That's not something that I would think.
I cook it and then I put it in the refrigerator and we eat it.
I feel like if you freeze it, then to like reheat it up. Yeah, that too. But like to reheat it up is going to take way longer.
This is about adulting and growing up.
But I don't have to freeze my food.
Okay, fine. Okay, that wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so
why do I need to freeze it?
All right, this is a good one. Okay, so put a donation box in your closet. So you know how people be giving clothes? You want to give your clothes to Goodwill.
Okay.
You know, have bigger clothes. I like that one. Yeah.
I like that one.
Then when it fills up, you box it up, send it to Goodwill. But it's just probably stay in your closet because that's what happens to me all the time.
Right.
Never send that box up. Anyway. Some of these are stupid, so I'm going to move on. Use an actual mouse pad.
Are you? Do you have to? I thought that with the ones with the little red light on the bottom, you didn't even have to use the mouse pad.
To be honest, we're millennials.
That was just for the ones with the ball. Right?
We're millennials, right. And right now we have iPads and laptops. And
I don't see too many desktops in people's houses nowadays. Really,
and doctor's offices where I work at, there's tons of desktops.
At work, that's true. At work,
yeah, you do. I use tons of little, but we don't have mouse pads.
Do mouse pads, but. Did you say that they work?
We don't have mouse pads.
No,
for
like,
mice. Like, what's the purpose of a mouse pad?
I thought it was for the ball when they used that's to have the ball on the bottom. But I feel like if you have the laser one, you don't. I thought you didn't need it.
Wait, were you buy it separate?
Wait, were you born when it was a ball in the mouse pad?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I used to pop it. I got the ball in the mouse pad in my hand. Like, thought it was the coolest.
I used to chew on it. Am I gonna lie?
Oh wow,
that is exactly why you slow now. That's exactly why you slow as heck now.
Explains
exactly why.
I mean, I did. I mean, it was delicious. It's like gumball. But
okay.
That's not.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Don't,
but
okay.
Right.
It's good people out there that have done that, right?
No.
Okay, y'all haven't.
No.
Anyway,
not
I just
a rubber ball.
Anyway, so with the laser, I didn't think that you really needed a mouse pad, but it's always cool to have a mouse pad. You know, get you and your boo, print out a mouse pad. $14.99. I don't know where it is. Oh, this is a good one. Add houseplants wherever you can.
Yes, that is a good thing. You can grow your own like herbs and spices and stuff like basil and thyme and rosemary. They have like sets you can grow them.
Well, I'm just looking at the whole aesthetic look, like the whole, it makes your home look chic. You know, grown up, and then if you could take care of plants, then you could take care of babies.
Does it have to be a real plant, or can it be like, you know, like the plastic, like fake?
I mean, come on, let's grow up, guys. Let's take care of, we could take care of real things. Like, are you really serious?
Say, man, like, I'm telling you, I don't have time in my day to water
so
a
then
plant.
You're going to have to dust it. So do you want to dust it, or do you
want
to keep it?
I just want y'all to know that Darian barely takes care of his dog. His dog has, like,
that's
his
true.
Hair is matted, and
oh
it's
my
long.
Oh, God, it's so mad.
The last thing you need is to kill
like,
a
exactly,
plant.
Exactly, you got a plant. You want to get a plant.
Yeah, I am learning. I'm on a journey to learning. Okay.
Okay. You know, you got a little stick of phrase.
I mean, if my dog dies, that would be sad. If my kid dies, that would be bad. So
let's not
work on
the. Wow, you went from zero to one.
Let's work on the dog first, and then we can work on the kid later. Anyway, let's get through this. So, did you know that they made toaster bags, like where you can like
a toaster bag? I don't know what is that.
Okay, so you put your bread inside of a bag and you toast the bag. With the bread inside of it, then you pull it. You pull the bag up so you don't burn yourself on the bread.
Is the bag plastic?
Well, it's a toaster bag, so it's made for. It's made for the toaster.
Okay.
It won't get hot.
I got you. Yeah, you think that was like a fire hazard to put a bag.
Well, you know how the toaster strudel. You know how you put the toaster strudel up a certain way, and then when you pull it out, it fall.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
if
it's in the bag, you could just pull out the bag.
Who made this list? That's what I want to know. Like, who?
It's called Dipley. It was on Facebook. Something I saw on Facebook. I don't know.
Got a lot of time on the hands at Dipley.
Y'all post it. I read it, and that's I find it interesting.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right. All right, we're gonna get through one more. Okay. This is probably Lauren's favorite. Use cookbooks. So if you ever have a recipe, you feel good about yourself, and you can put together a recipe and
we eyeball it in Dallas.
To be honest, y'all,
this is why Dallas food is terrible. Unless you're eating Tex-Mex, where the Mexicans are making it. There's no like Dallas staples where they're like, ooh, this is a Dallas favorite. No, it's all stolen stuff from other places. Like kolaches, those are German. And Tex-Mex, that's from Mexico. I don't know no Dallas food that's like Dallas made cowboy stuff.
You are just hating on Dallas.
I'm telling you
I'm just
right
saying.
Now.
I'm just saying. What food are you talking about?
That's because you don't go to South Dallas.
But I don't want to die. Okay, everyone says you're going to die in South Dallas.
The kolaches. I didn't know about the kolaches. I thought that was a Texas thing.
Our doctor, like he buys them all the time for our meetings, and they're like, yeah, it's a Texas thing, but it started in like it's like kolaches are German or something.
But you know what though, a kolache, I hadn't heard that term until maybe like a few years back. We call them pig in the blankets.
Oh,
basically, that's what it is. It's like a special, like you know,
but it's a fancy, cool name. Seriously, when somebody said it to me, I was pig in the blanket.
pig in the blanket.
Anyway, y'all, we got to move on to Darian's Dilemma because this is something that's serious. Okay, if you don't know what Darian's Dilemma is, Trey, if you don't remember, this is my problems. Okay,
and you
guys,
do remember.
Yeah, give me some advice. Okay, help me out. Help a brother out. You know what I'm saying?
What we looking like?
Okay,
brother, that's the DMV. You know,
really? Now you're from. This is not the
DMV, brother. Let's get that corrected. It's not the DMV.
I'm trying to make Lauren feel comfortable, okay?
That's DC, oh, really?
That's DC, Maryland, Virginia, if you don't know. Anyway, this is my dilemma, y'all. So help me out. I met this gorgeous woman. I mean, she's like the perfect girl, perfect shape, very intelligent, beautiful smile, beautiful lips. Sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, can we just bring it back?
Right. As you can tell, I like her a lot.
She's not here right now.
I was about to say.
So the only problem that I found with her is the fact that she's 7 years older than me. Because no, absolutely not.
Why?
What?
That makes, nah.
So you soft.
Yeah, I was about to say, that makes me go down, okay?
Whoa. Oh, I was actually talking about
conversation took a turn.
Wise. I didn't really think we were talking about your penis. Oh, I thought you like you. Why did we have to go towards your penis? I thought I was talking about like you're just a, you know, a, like a.
You know what though? I don't really see the like dilemma in this.
Exactly, like yeah, the fact that you like, feel like you're her age just intimidates me. Okay. That you're like weak.
So Trey, how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay, I'm 5'6".
What does that have to do with her age?
The fact
he said she's 7 years older than
I understand
you.
That, but I have to have some type of man, okay? The fact that she's older. No, she's not, but
so I don't,
as a short man, I need to have everything else.
That makes
be
no
better
sense.
To be a man.
Hmm.
I don't like being I don't like being younger.
So there's a saying that, it's an old saying. It goes, what is it? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know what I'm saying? You chop the tree down, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give her that DMV loving. No, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, she's the perfect height. Like, she's nice and short than me. She's 7 years older than me.
And that means what?
Hey.
I mean, 7 years of more men. I mean, 7 years of...
Of what?
Look, I'm going to tell you like this, bro.
I don't know.
Older women have the best snacks in their house.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you, bro. Yeah, I'm telling you. They got the best snacks. So don't let the age fool you.
And she knows what she's doing.
Exactly. I love an older woman.
She's used to taking care of people, taking care of things.
And they don't play games either. Like, it's just what you get with an older woman. Like, it's just, it's straight up.
I feel like that's fun for now, but that's not forever. No. I need somebody that's younger than... I cannot.
You want a child.
Darion
want.
Want to be a thot. I think
exactly,
that's what it is.
Exactly,
I think you just want
exactly,
a thot bop.
Exactly.
I think you just want a thot bop. If you want a thot,
I think
then
that
just
an older woman is a little bit too intimidating for you. You can handle it anyways.
Definitely.
You ain't ready for somebody that knows what they're doing.
Okay, like, this lady is almost... I'm trying to turn 30. Meanwhile, she's working on 40s. You know
and
what
that
I'm saying?
What?
Like,
that
she established. She established.
My ex
bro.
Was 10 years older than me.
Well, you're a girl. It's
and
different.
That means what?
Have you ever dated a girl that
my
was
dad's
older
wife
than
is
you?
8 years older than him.
Not a lot older, but I have dated somebody that was older than me.
I can't even date somebody 23 days older than me.
I don't like I feel weird if somebody is younger than me and I'm talking to them like this.
Yeah.
Like, that feels weird to me. You have to either be the same age or older.
I agree.
Honestly, I couldn't do
it. Would you talk to a guy, Lauren, that was 7 years younger than you? Would you date a 23-year-old? Sorry, that's not 7 years. Would you would you date a 29-year-old?
The math on today's show.
The 20... What?
At 7 years, right? How old are you?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? I want you to know that Darion and I are the same age. We've gone to school together since elementary school. He's asking me how old I am.
Right.
How old are you?
I was trying to play a joke. Obviously, you didn't get it.
Obviously, you suck at telling jokes because both of us looking at you like you're stupid.
Would you date a 20-year-old? 20 years old. Couldn't even drink.
Why would I date someone that can't drink? That makes no sense.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to date somebody that
so are do you can you drink?
If a girl
are you 20 years old? Are you legal?
If I dated a girl that was 20 years old, I mean I could slip her a
who are you dating? You're not dating a girl that's 20 years old. You're dating a girl that's
I wouldn't slip
her
anything, bro.
I'm just saying.
Why are you bringing it there?
That's why I don't want to date an older girl. I'm just saying
that makes no
sense. I like to be the protector. I like to be the one that knows you know, life. And
but you don't know anything about life. You know you don't know anything.
She
you slashed your
everything.
Mom for stuff.
She experienced everything. You know what I mean?
Like, so that way she can help you.
I'm not getting why you equate her being older.
To like, we're dating someone that doesn't have any legal rights.
Yeah, like
Lauren,
your mic is
shut off because you don't give... You're being mean. So
how was that mean? You literally
Trey
said that
being,
you didn't want to date...
He's being very gentle. Go ahead, Trey.
Well, I'm just saying, bro. Like, even though she's older, I don't think that means she's like, I don't know... Rocky, she still needs like love. She's still soft.
She
you
had plenty
saying?
Of love.
And
she
she's
has
more
7 years.
Than someone who's
7 years
than
worth of love.
I don't think just because she's older. What I'm saying is like, I don't think just because she's older, you wouldn't be considered like looked at as a protector.
Basically. But why is she still single? Okay, that's too old to be single. I don't know.
Maybe
she's
just picky. Maybe she's just
she's a gorgeous girl for somebody else. I'm not into it. It's not my thing.
Well,
that's why
Darion
is lonely as mess, and he always gonna stay that way because he's too picky.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you float me the number, and I'll
exactly.
You know, I like.
See, you're being petty.
Interviewer for you. I
okay,
like,
and then when you have to pay for a hip replacement, don't act like I'm just saying he eventually.
My ex was older than she was, so I don't even know. You're just soft. You're just weak. And not your penis, okay? Gosh, since you thought we were talking about your penis the last time. Just want to make sure you know. That's not what I'm talking about this time.
Well, sitting next to you, it's always soft. So I'm just...
Of course it should be. You don't know what you like.
She coming at me, okay? She coming at me.
I'm too through.
She don't know that this fire...
And now he's coming. And now he's coming from my lips, trying to call me ugly.
I didn't call you ugly.
He told me that I keep your dick on soft. Like, I care about how your dick is. I don't care about your dick. I don't want your dick to be hard around me. Thank you. That is a blessing. A blessing that my looks don't make your weird dick hard.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. Ooh.
So
ooh.
Now we're off the air. Thanks so much.
No, we're not. This is a podcast.
You this went left really fast.
Because he's coming from my looks. Like, but I make him soft. Wow. Okay. I make you soft.
Oh yes. All right, y'all. We got to move on.
With all that excess.
I'm not dating. I am not dating old ladies. I refuse.
Clearly.
All right. So.
It's a shame. You don't know what you're missing,
bro. You're missing out. You're missing out. They're missing out.
They're missing out. They should have been born earlier. It's not my fault. Wow. I mean, later. It's not my fault.
You are terrible. You are terrible.
Anyway, so I would date the young girls. We are going to move into talk shit. So I'm going to move on to it. Lauren has to explain it because I forgot. Her name is Shamisha.
It's Shamartes.
Instagram Thotty. Somebody got...
She is an Instagram model who was talking to Future, who got his number, and, like, they texted a little bit in Miami, and then months later, he texted her randomly and was like, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm in Austin. He's like, oh, I'm in California. And she's like, well, how long are you in California? He's like, whatever it is, you should come through. And she's like, well, book my flight. And he's like, well, you book it, and I'll pay you back 1,000%. And she's like...
1,000%?
Yeah, I don't know. He said 1,000%. I look at the text message.
So that's four zeros.
Google the text
Hold
message.
Hold on. Wait, let's do the math real quick. Four zeros. A usual trip
that's
to California.
That's $5,500. She booked her ticket for $550. So that's $5,500.
So add four zeros.
Out of 1,000%, that's $5,500.
I don't think Future is sitting there doing the math on what...
I don't think he is, too.
I think he's just doing the math on some coochie.
But, you know, whatever. I don't think he meant that, like, literally. But she took it as literal.
Oh, okay. Shoot, I did, too.
But
if he was like, no, I'm 1,000% sure I'm going to pay you back.
Yeah, I think that's more so what he meant. Like,
he literally
like, said,
it says, you book it. When you get here, I will give you your cash back. And then he put cash back, and then he texts 1,000%. So it says 1,000%. So I don't know.
So what happened?
She says, what do I need? You know, when do I need to come? She's like, oh, I want to come Saturday to Monday. He's like, okay, bet. I'll book the room. And she gets there, and they're texting, and he's like, oh, I have my son. I'll hit you up later on. I want you to be wearing lingerie. Wait on me with lingerie. And she's like, lingerie? Nice. I didn't know that's what you wanted. I didn't even bring that. I don't even have any. I didn't know that you wanted me to come here just for that. And he's like, oh, well... Okay. She's like, I'm not that kind of girl. I don't do that. He's like, okay, I understand. And then she's like, so am I going to see you? He's like, you enjoy. And she said, wow. And then she goes to get some food because she's like, oh, I'm hungry, even though I'm not, you know, whatever. I still have the room till Monday, so I'll just, you know, get me some food.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.
She comes back after getting food and goes to her room and is like, oh, the card's not working. Let me go. You know, it's probably on my phone.
Always.
The card deactivated because that happens all the time. So she goes up to the front desk and she's like, hey, my card's not working. I think it's just deactivated. And they're like, no, your card's not working because you're supposed to be checked out of your room.
Right.
She's like, what do you mean? They're like, you're checked out. You're done. And she's like, how long was the room booked for? Saturday. Just Saturday. He didn't book it for Saturday, Monday. Just Saturday. So she stopped answering the phone.
Wait, she flew in on Saturday, and the hotel was booked till Saturday.
Saturday, Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know what she expected to happen though. Like,
she posted it on Instagram and was like, "I want my coins, and I'm so glad I didn't have sex with him, and he's just trying to play victim." Honey, you're an Instagram model. You knew what you was flying out there for. No man is about to fly. Some rapper you haven't heard from in months.
Right.
Randomly texts you and tells you to come out and you fly out to some stranger.
He's flying you halfway across the country. I'm not saying what he did was right, but I don't think he's flying you halfway across the country just to like talk about life.
Y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
and the mysteries of it.
She looks like she gets paid for sex. That's all I'm saying.
She was fine though. I mean, I would fly her too. She was in Austin, you said?
Yeah, I think it said Austin. It said how much Austin.
That's a 3-hour drive.
It
hold
says
on.
Out
okay,
west.
Yeah, hold
where
on, yeah.
Austin. How we long are you in Cali? Yeah, I mean, look.
We wouldn't even, if she wanted to come to Dallas, she wouldn't have to, we wouldn't have to need it. She would just be able to drive there.
She
I would drive.
You gonna reimburse? I want 1,000% back on my gas.
Look, I got you. $35 on.
I got you on that Greyhound, girl.
Right on the mega bus.
I'm paying you back 1% of that Greyhound.
She was just trying to finesse him, and it didn't work. And she didn't get the money that she thought she was gonna get, and she's mad. And then you thought that she would like embarrass him on social media, honey.
No. You tell her she can come to Dallas anytime. It's like a good couple
I've
hours.
I've actually never seen her. She probably, I mean, I guess she's real fine.
I mean, she looks okay. She's just like, she's your typical Instagram model. Big tits, big butt, you know, fake hair, whatever.
She's not older. I can tell you that much. So you might actually like
her. She might be older than you.
You might actually like her.
He doesn't like grandmas, so, you know. Mm-mm. You shut your
Just lying about your age, you know what I'm saying?
Just lie.
Yeah, you can do that.
No. And then when you find out, you're like, oh, you old ass. Right. Old.
So you don't want to start a relationship on a lie.
So y'all basically think that she's stupid for
going out there. Of course she's dumb. There. She's dumb for thinking that she was going out for anything else. She said, oh, I thought we were going out there to be in the studio. Girl.
She knew. I think she just like used this as a moment for herself.
She wants some money. She wants money, yeah. I feel like. And she didn't get the money she thought she was going to get. He probably stopped answering her text messages.
Well, you know, I think that you guys are really painting this lady to be a really bad person, okay?
She
really could have been out there trying to get her little Love and Hip Hop on. You never know. It's Love and Hip Hop LA is out there. No. And she wanted to be famous that way. Not every girl is having sex. Look at Nicki Minaj. Did she have sex with Wayne? Did she have sex with Drake?
She said it
in a song.
She did. The fact that she had to say it, she did it. Thank you.
That's what people think.
Look, Nicki Minaj may not have, but Onika did. Stop. Onika Mirage did. Okay, when she was Onika Mirage, Onika Mirage sucked the mess out of Lil Wayne. Okay,
you know
she
official. Did something. When they start using government
exactly.
names,
exactly. And then there was that time where like Drake and Nicki Minaj were like acting like they were like together, but they weren't. They smashed. They've been smashed. I don't believe.
You know
anything.
What? I can't. Okay.
Look, I'm just saying.
Everybody is not what they seem. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Everybody is.
She's just trying to get her money back. I hope she got that $550 back.
She ain't getting nothing back. She ain't getting nothing back. She just wasted all that money going out there. You should have did them, and then you would have got what you wanted. That's why you went out there. You know that's what you went out there for.
Yeah.
You know you're used to getting paid for sex, so I don't know why you thought that this
she
got to
hold that ill.
All right, okay, y'all. You know what? I'm not going to convince y'all, so we're just going to move on, and we're going to inspire everybody now since we talked a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Because I don't curse.
Oh, so, do you? You don't?
This segment is called Inspire Me. So we choose three quotes or one quote each that we feel will help everybody throughout the week. I'm going to let Lauren go first because
ladies are always first.
Hers looks short anyway. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's short and amazing and inspirational. I'm like, your crappy quotes, who sometimes aren't even quotes, they're just sentences. Anyways, what we fear doing most is usually what we most need to do. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
I honestly feel like we get so comfortable in our jobs or positions or relationships, and you just assume that there isn't anything better out there or that everything else is just too scary and you have an excuse as to why you can't. Well, I can't do that because this and this. Or I can't do that. No.
You're right.
Change is good. And being scared and being nervous and all of that is a good thing. It means that good things are happening and that, you know, blessings are coming.
In the words of the great philosopher, Will Smith, fear is the adaptation of unpreparedness.
Exactly. He has a lot of inspirational things. And his Icon remix. Did y'all hear his verse on the Icon remix?
Oh, no. He killed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he killed it.
It was really good. Go Will Smith. That is an older man that I
Will Smith
just
is like the cool dad at the cookout.
Yes. I feel like I could have like a threesome with Will and Jada. They seem open-minded enough for that. Like I feel like they do stuff.
There's a lot of left turns in the conversations that we have.
I'm sorry. That, I find them both. That is my couple. That is my black couple. If they ever got divorced, I would be devastated.
Well, that's
that is,
all right.
I love them. Well, that's my couple crush.
Okay,
I love them both.
Go ahead, Trey. What's
okay. My quote is not as... I don't know. It's not as impactful, but it has
amazing,
some meaning.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it has some meaning. So it's not about the size of your circle. It's about the loyalty in it. All right.
Okay. That's
so
true.
Be sure you keep good company.
Yes, yeah, quality over quantity.
That will decide sometimes the course of your life. Look at Kanye. The people around him are nothing. And he's over here talking about slavery as a choice and out here. Because, I mean, Jamie Foxx was talking about how he was on mental meds.
Good point.
And how, you know, his sisters didn't let him leave the house when he was leaving. Why didn't they just keep him in the house?
Oh, yeah. Be careful who you keep around you.
You're right. Darion.
Definitely. I agree.
I'm going to watch my back around him. Watch your back, Trey.
It's so much negativity.
You don't know what's coming.
These
okay.
positive
you don't know what he's going to do for you and your looks.
I'm just not really
telling
sure.
Telling you that you're ugly.
What did I do? I said you look very lovely. I
you
love your
not.
Dress.
You said I make your dick soft.
Your
you
waffle
said
dress.
That. You said that.
Fine. You make it hard. Is that
I don't
make it
know.
Hard?
Oh my God. That's worse. You know what? What is your quote, Darion?
Please get to
what
the quote.
What is your quote?
Okay. I'm so sorry for all the laughter, guys, today.
Oh my gosh.
Please tune in next week. We will be better.
I've never seen black people turn red. But
it's hot in here, y'all. Okay, we can't have the air conditioning on because we don't want it to mess this up. But it's
okay,
warm.
Here's my quote. Here's my quote. Everybody, this will I've used this. This will get you through your week. I'm telling you, just repeat it every single day.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking about my quote is fire. Better than both of those.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. Let's not get cocky. Ooh,
exactly.
Go.
I was like, you build it up.
Yeah.
The air in the sorry, hold on.
See? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
The air in the sky is pure. Just make sure your air is warm.
What?
Okay, I made that up. I'm just joking.
What is that? I'm just saying.
I don't understand.
We eating up balloons.
Okay. No, this is my real quote. One day, your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching.
Oh. Come on, okay. Come on. Okay, that was a lot I'm of telling
up.
You. That was a lot
okay.
of build up for that.
Okay. That was okay. That was a mediocre one. I've heard that good. Before. But I mean, that's cool. That was
have
a good
fun.
One.
Have fun in your life. Anyway, y'all, we have got to go. That's the end of our show. It was so nice talking to Trey. Thank you so much for joining us. And Lauren, we love talking to you.
Of course.
You join us every Sunday-ish, Monday-ish. We post, what?
Whenever
we
record
it. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, and on blogtalkradio.com/shootthedarion. Where can they find you on Instagram more if they want to get in contact with you?
They can find me at Lauren_G.
Perfect. And then Trey, where can they find you?
It's A Trey. Wait. I forgot when I got it back. It's A Trey G 104.
There you go.
It is.
And y'all can find me at The Dawn Darion, DARION. We will see y'all every Sunday. So tune in next week. Make sure you rate us. Make sure you
subscribe, share
that way. All of it.
All your friends.
All right, we see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.
You did.